Colorado doesn't have the same strong associations with coal mining as Wyoming or West Virginia, but the industry has formed the bedrock of many small-town economies. Even today, coal trains remain the backdrop in Colorado's North Fork Valley. But like many other coal regions, production is way down, and the area is changing. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin has more.
To get to the North Fork Valley, you drive along a river past stands of aspen and cliff bands. You round a corner, and suddenly, you're literally driving through a coal mine. There's two more down the river, and then you're in this gorgeous green valley filled with orchards and ranches. This is where Renee Atchley lives.
So I've been around coal all my life.
Atchley organizes mine safety training courses in the valley town of Paonia. Almost everyone in her family has worked in coal, and she has a special attachment to the coal trains.
Every time it goes out here with a load of coal, somebody's getting a paycheck.
But now there's about half as many trains as there used to be. And recently, three of her family members were laid off from two of the valley's three coal mines.
You know, I think the writing's on the wall that you're not going to retire out of a coal industry anywhere, whether it's a power plant or a coal mine.
Coal production here has fallen almost 90% since early 2008. This area has been through booms and busts before, but this one feels different.
It's a dying industry.
I met Cliff Brewer in Paonia in February 2014. He was one of 300 laid-off coal miners, meeting about what they were going to do next.
I don't have a college degree. I make $80,000 a year. You tell me another job that you're going to give me that's going to pay me $80,000 a year. There's none.
There are two major reasons for the decline. First, regulations. When the Clean Air Act was amended in 1990, utilities like the Tennessee Valley Authority began using Western coal because of its low sulfur content. Brad Harding is the director of Delta County Economic Development.
Literally, many of the trains you see leaving the valley headed to the TVA on a slow train back east.
For a long time, TVA bought 70 or even 80% of the coal mined here. Now, that's down to 15%. A lot of the coal plants have closed, and the ones that are still open all have pollution controls, so TVA can burn higher sulfur local coal.
Yeah, it's definitely an example of how, you know, macroeconomic events and decisions at the highest level can filter down to a small community.
Second reason, natural gas, much of it coming from fracking. It's cheaper and cleaner to burn than coal, so utilities are switching. There's even been proposals to open up parts of the North Fork Valley to drilling and fracking. Coal miners like Cliff Brewer feel mixed. On the one hand, gas is what's undermining the coal industry. On the other hand,
we cannot ignore industries that are going to be job providers to this area. There's nothing here. Trust me, I've looked.
There is one energy industry here that's doing really well, solar.
Yes, we can move to the kitchen.
Kathy Swartz is executive director of Solar Energy International, or SEI, just down the road from the coal mines. She's having a hard time finding a quiet place for us to talk.
We're growing so quickly that I'm running out of space for people.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you either.
The number of Coloradans with solar panels on their roofs has increased more than 50-fold since 2007. Interest in SEI's solar installation training classes is exploding. But that doesn't necessarily translate into more high-paying local jobs.
Definitely no. I mean, the coal industry is pretty unique like that.
People are still moving here, but it's not often for high-paying jobs. They're here for the mountains, the quiet, the local food. And increasingly, people like Renee Atchley, the one whose family has been in coal for decades, they don't see themselves reflected in the newcomers.
And that's okay. I mean, if that's what they want, that's great. I mean, if they have figured out how to live on that $7 to $10 an hour and shoot up a prayer that they don't have to go to the hospital, you know, I'm more for them than not.
She says the organic farms are great. But for her, the most sustainable thing about living in this valley is coal. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.